Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to another edition of Nothing But the Truth. I'm your host, Mr. Evan Brooks. It's been a while since I did Nothing But the Truth, but everything's going well. Just want to make sure that everyone knows that we're doing the shows, we're making sure everything is going well. And my whole concept is that I would like to talk about relationships. I would like to talk about the politics. I like to talk about the issues in between. The things that really count, that really matter to us in everyday life. Yeah, we see stuff coming on the news, but how often does it reflect to us? How often does it concern us? And what is most important is what is going to affect us the best way instead of a negative way. Getting bad news all the time is not a good thing. Yeah, you're going to get bad news, but things like that is what it is. I digress. Been doing the show for almost like 8 years. It don't feel like it, but we've been doing it for a long, long time. And I have no problem doing it. I love talking about the show. We start off the show with Mr. LaVon. He did his show with me, and we combined it together. Had Mr. 910, had the First Lady come on, had Alexa K. Tyler come on, had many other people come on, had Miss Shannon come on there, and we talked about things about the relationship. So let me start off. It's not gonna be a long show. I don't think you have to sit here and hear me talk. You want to get the facts, you came on to listen to the show. And the whole thing about that is that, let me turn this music now. The whole concept of what I want to talk about is dealing with manipulation. People being very manipulative, doing things that really, really, really makes you wonder, like, what is the whole thing, the whole concept of relationships, as far as telling one person one thing and then psyching them out and doing another thing. People get tired of it. People are really, really get tired of it. And I see it on both ways of the stick. It's not just a male thing. It's just not a female thing. It's both sex doing it. Whether a person's trying to manipulate someone to get sex or get money or get some type of small personal gain or a major gain. You see the things that's going on now with these football players or basketball players, girls coming out, baby mamas coming out here, or potential baby mamas coming out here, getting on the news, throwing the guy's name underneath the bus so they can get a little bit of fame and cash, too. You have guys out here who are doing it too. They're coming out claiming that they're gay. Yeah, I have no problem with no one being gay, but if you're coming out here being gay, you're saying, and you're telling a reporter that someone who might or might not be that way did all these things to you and hurt you. Now, you just ruined their career. Kind of like the actor for Elmo on Sesame Street. Career's ruined. You know, this guy's waiting years and years and years to come out. But, as again, like I say, with the manipulation, if you're dealing with manipulation, if you're dealing with it, you have to play it by ear. Now, I'm not saying that you let that shit happen to you. I'm telling you, when you're dealing with a situation where someone's coming up here and you know they don't got their facts together, you should question it. You should question them as if you do not have no clue of what they're talking about. And treat it like this. Be like, okay, for example, a girl might be like, well, I really like you and this and that, and she's coming extra, extra friendly to you, and it's just not right. You really hadn't talked, like really hadn't got intimate. And as far as being in person, I ain't talking about intimate, you talking on a computer all night, but like as far as talking one-on-one. And you're like, okay, like, explain to me what you mean. Okay, the reason why I'm like this, I need help. Oh, tell me about your situation. And you listen to it. You write it down. Honestly, write stuff down. That's how I am. Some people can retain everything, but the reason why I say write it down is that they might give you a circle of confusion. Tell you one thing, skips over to another thing, this and that. You need to be able to do it. And I ain't saying you gotta sit there and entertain this thing for 3 hours. But explain to me how you got in a situation like this. So, well, it's not my fault. It's not my fault. One thing they might do to you. Now, I'm going to talk about the males, too, is that they're going to play as if, hey, this all happened to me. It's not my fault. I've been doing good. No, no, no. No one has that much bad luck. And if you that bad luck, if you're dealing with someone that's got that much bad luck, guys, stay away from them. Honestly, stay away from them. You don't want to be with someone who's got those many issues. And I know some of y'all laughing at that, but you don't want to be with someone with issues. You need to be with someone that's responsible, someone that's going to be with you through the thick and, the thick and thin, as they say. But, for example, a girl came up, say, hey, I got all these problems, I have all these issues. I don't have a, this guy did this to me, he abused me, he took my money, he took the way I live, this and that, and ruined me. Well, my question is, why did you give all yourself to him as far as financially? Why did you move from being independent to dependent on this guy? It should never be like that in our time. And back in the day, people used to think like they were, it was only one sole income, but if you're making an income and he's making an income, why stop? Why put everything in his name? You're not married. If you're not married, hell no. And people are, that's what the problem is that I'm seeing now. People are jumping the gun and saying, well, I'm going to act like I'm married. Don't do that, guys. I don't care if you say, well, we never had this issue. Don't tie your money together like that. You have your account, she has her account. That's to protect you. Because if y'all fall out, and you can't say you know a person completely. I don't know a person I'm with completely all the way. You don't know how a person reacts if you do something foolish. You don't even do anything. And take all your money. Now you're out. If you have kids, I recommend to you guys and girls, person have kids and they try to flaunt them too quickly to you, that's a red flag. As a responsible individual, you gotta question that. Why is she trying to flaunt those kids, or why is he trying to flaunt these kids? I only met him, this is my second date. Now, I met a good friend, she told me her policy is the guys gotta wait about 6 months before seeing the kids. They can date, but having these kids around that man, he's got to iron that about 6 to 8 months. That's the good thing. Now, if you got one of these girls out here who's saying, well, I want you to take my kids out this night, and it's like the third or fourth date, you got to question that, guys. Like, is it that quick that you make a decision to say, I'm going to go out with this guy, I'm going to go out with him, and I'm going to have him around my kids? Because then you're not the only guy that she was dating. Well, I mean, dude, that is. And also, it messes with the kid's mind. It manipulates the kid's head messed up as well, too. If the father, biological father, was not there, and he's missing or whatever, or it's just really, really fucked up. And then all these guys coming in and out of the house, what do you think that's going to happen to the kid, the boy or the girl? They're going to think that's normal. That's not normal. Your kids shouldn't be seeing a man or female coming in and out of your house like that at a young age. Because kids are affected like that. I don't care what you say. I don't have kids, but I know people was in a situation like that and they're doing hoish things. And they're like, I don't know why I did. I don't know why I did. You know better. Now, as a kid, you didn't know. But you got to correct yourself right there. I mean, the whole biology and the whole psychology of the thing is that, yes, for human beings, we have instincts to do certain things, to sleep, to to eat, to shit, you know, to have sex, things like that. But we're not animals. You have controls. You understand. You're aware of your surroundings. But there's no excuse. With manipulation, with one story that I get, one guy banging seven girls at one of his girls' house while they were together. But the girl chose to stay with him still. Why? And they might say, I don't know why. I thought we could change the guy. You're not going to change no one. I'm sorry, you're not going to change no one who has that type of instinct. And people need to stop going in relationships. And this is another thing about one of the things about manipulation. When you're dealing with that, and that's your attention when you jump in a relationship? I got tongue-tied today. Just got my head everywhere. But when you're dealing with a relationship, and you step into it, and you say, we're going to commit to this, you got to take that person who they are. It's just an enhancement. You're not supposed to go in there and say, well, we together, I'm going to change you and this and that. That you can't force someone to change. That's got to be together. That can't be no separate thing where you're saying, this is my whole thing. I've seen it happen. A few of my friends' relationships, and the thing didn't turn out. After they actually changed, the woman, and I'm saying this on the guy's point of view, the woman didn't respect the guy at all. He changed. He's like, he ain't no challenge. And women want challenges, guys. I don't care what you say. They don't want no one who's just going to be the overarching this and that. I'm not saying you be arrogant and be hard-headed. If there's a better way to make money, and let's say your girl caught a hold of it, you're not going to be like, no, I don't want to make, so much money, make, you know, this extra $2,000 every 2 weeks. I'm just going to keep working overtime and hurt myself to make it where I could do it easy within 5 hours a week to get the money. You know, that's not what I'm saying. It's that when you go in that relationship, you step in that relationship, and you're dealing with the situation with someone, you got to take it a step. Because you're at that point. You shouldn't be jumping in a relationship just to have sex with someone. Some people do that, and it's very manipulative. Guys, I know ladies see this. I'm flipping on to the guys. Ladies see this situation where they're dating. They're in a situation where they're in a dating scene, the guy's promising all these things. And you know, ladies, once he promises all the things and you give him them draws, he's a different person. And you don't know why. The guy was on the bush, and you gotta validate the whole situation on why that this person wants to do all this stuff for you. That's just like me walking over across the street and walking up to a girl and don't even know who she is, don't even question anything other than getting her name, where she's from, and what she like to do. And I turn around and say, hey, you know, wouldn't you like it if I pay your bills? Wouldn't you like it if I take care of you? You don't have to worry about paying this rent. You can stay with me, or we could do this, make this happen. And he don't know you from a can of paint. You got a question. That's a red flag, guys. Or ladies, that's a red flag. And guys, a woman being a little bit extra too friendly. I'm not saying a woman can't be friendly to you and flirt with you, but if she's talking about, hey, you know, me and you can be together, baby, and this and that, and you don't know her, like, what are you trying to get? Are you looking for a fuck for tonight, or are you looking for something that you get now? You know, people ain't going to come out straight and tell you, no, I'm just here to actually just get some ass and leave. They're not saying that. That's not their... They're not going to do that. You're not going to go out and say, hey, that's all I want to do. I want to fuck. People are going to get to a point they want to do that, but not to a point where I just want to fucking leave. They're not going to say that, these types of people. Now, there are people out there who will be bold and tell you straight up, and I respect them compared to the ones, the so-called ones that you call the players. They'll tell you anything just to get what they want. Some people just function that like that. But you can't get mad. You can't get mad because you fell for the trap over and over again, and you don't understand why you keep finding the wrong man or you keep running up into the wrong girls. And guys, you can't afford it. You mess with the wrong girl, class can send your ass to jail, get you in trouble with child support, all other crazy shit. Just not too long ago, I was reading an article about a guy in Kansas. He seen an ad in the newspaper, a woman say she needed a donation and some sperm. It was a lesbian couple. And he said, okay, no problem. You know, he got paid, he signed a waiver, and walked off. Well, apparently, the child is now 4 years old, and the partners have broke apart, and the person who has custody of the child is sick, and they're not able to work, so they had to go to the unemployment agency or social services to try to get some type of aid to take care of the child and themselves. And they told the female, you need to go talk to the baby daddy. So now he went to court. This guy actually went to court and got sued and has to pay his child support. Even though he signed a waiver and this and that, the whole stipulation was that you didn't do it medically as far as actually going to the doctor. He actually had cups of sperm and gave it to her, and that was it. Which was stupid. And guys, you got to think about that. You got to balance. That don't make sense. I don't care. Someone said, I'm going to give you...
I'll be your wishing well. Tell me what you want.